Whenever she gets a chance, Salt Lake City resident Cami Averett takes her husband and children on a staycation or a vacation in her own city.
I think Salt Lake City is like the perfect place for a staycation because there's several different kinds of places to go and you can mix it up a lot. I mean, there are things that are nowhere else in the world.
Averett's excitement about staycationing in Salt Lake is understandable. A recent WalletHub study says it's the fourth best city in the country for a staycation, right after Orlando, Fort Lauderdale, and Tampa in Florida. WalletHub compared 150 U.S. cities across 28 key metrics, such as number of hiking trails and cost of movie theaters, to find that result. Jill Gonzalez, an analyst for the company, says Salt Lake City stuck out primarily because of its many opportunities for recreation.
First of all, it tied with many other Florida cities in terms of the number of public golf courses per capita. So if golfing is your idea of a good vacation, you're certainly in the right spot already. It also is third best in terms of the number of hiking trails per capita. So in terms of recreation, really a lot of things to do. A lot of them are either no or low cost, especially looking at the hiking or, you know, park going.
Utah also has other attractions in addition to the outdoors. Averett says she and her family love to see historical sites, eat local food, and visit museums.
With my family, we will do things like a staycation where we just do the museums, like the Natural History Museum and the Leonardo and the Art Museum at the U. So, and there's so many that it takes a few days and it's totally worth it.
Gonzalez says Salt Lake City also has the second lowest movie costs of all 150 cities they analyzed, a good number of zoos and aquariums, and many affordable 4.5-star restaurants. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Melanie Fenstermaker.